Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. By the way, the black shirt is not in mourning. I just have to give it an outing sometimes. Anyway, Donald J. Trump has begun his second term, almost 24 hours in. And surprise, surprise, the Ukraine war is not over. It's raging on. Remember that one? He was going to end the Ukraine war within 24 hours. Yet another blatant, barefaced lie. Even Trump is not stupid enough to believe that one. Lie after lie after lie after lie, unblushingly told the Trump lie machine in overdrive, simply fire hosing people with falsehoods, is very difficult to keep up. And who would be stupid enough to believe him, the most dishonest person of all time? Remember the first term? He was going to end the carnage. He was going to stop illegal immigration. He was going to win a trade war against China. He was going to make medicines cheaper. He was going to make medicines better. He was going to defeat the Taliban. He was going to defeat the ISIS, and on and on and on and on. You know, none of which he ever achieved. The border wall was going to be built. Not one brick of it was built. And Mexico was going to pay for it. Mexico never paid a single peso for it. Anyway, sadly, a lot of people were cynic enough to vote for him. Not that we should forget the evils and the dishonesty of Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party. They're just evil in a different way. So Trump began his second term in characteristic style, full of bombast and no grace, not no keynote speech, and no high-minded rhetoric. You might say that's authenticity, but getting right down to brass tacks. No operatics, being singularly inarticulate. So he said, the United States is pulling out of the World Health Organization. Well, that's bad. The WHO does so much for health all over the world. And in case Trump doesn't realize it, Americans are human beings too. They suffer the very same diseases as people in every other country in the world. Has he ever heard of coronavirus, which he did so much to exacerbate as president, and indeed the Paris deal? Okay, so global warming is real. It shows how anti-scientific Trump and a lot of the Republican base are, how anti-intellectual they are. You know, truth exists, doesn't it? Things are provable. There are double-blind tests. There are articles in learned journals to do with climate change. I mean, I couldn't understand these things. I don't have the expertise. I don't have the cognitive faculties in that area. I know that. I'm aware of my limitations. So I defer to those who are experts in these fields. And there are all these peer-reviewed articles. And it's proven that climate change is definitely happening. It is at least partly anthropogenic, probably mostly anthropogenic. And it is harmful to us. And therefore, it behoves us to slow it down, stop it, and ideally reverse it at least a little bit. But no. Full steam ahead with poisoning the planet. I know we can't switch away from carbon emissions immediately. Yeah, fossil fuels are going to have to be used for another couple of generations, but we need to reduce it. Now, it probably will boost the economy in the short term, but there we know. You see, the United States, the richest country in the world by you know, in overall wealth, not per capita, could very, very easily afford to reduce its carbon emissions or to make life better for working class Americans. But no, he doesn't want to do so. He doesn't want super rich Americans to pay a tiny bit more in tax, even though it would help average people just so much. So-called duty. If you really have a duty, you have a duty to people less fortunate than yourselves to pay a bit more in tax. People like Elon Musk ought to be hated. Someone that avaricious, $440 billion, and gives very, very little of that to any charity. Surely it behoves you to make a few benefactions to those who are less fortunate than yourself. And so he goes on. So there he says it's against crime whilst pardoning 1,600 criminals. These felons let out for their violent crime, the 6th of January riot. So that's obviously completely hypocritical and illogical. And so he's letting violent criminals out onto the street, and so on. Okay. Some people claim that Elon Musk, Trump's confidant, made a Nazi salute at some post-inauguration event and so on. The idea of a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and China. Now, the stock market doesn't like that one, partly because they don't believe that Trump will do it. That's why the stock market hasn't reacted as badly as you might fear. But, you know, this would hurt the United States a lot. It needs to buy energy from abroad, all sorts of minerals, aluminium, steel, and so on. That would really hurt the American economy. It just shows how idiotic Trump is. Anyway, What else? Appointing his new cabinet, Marco Rubio, as a secretary of state. Now, some of the things I got to, you know, praise Donald Trump for: ending DEI. In case you don't know what that is discrimination. What else does it stand for? The E is not equality. Surely it's not. And then the I is more like intolerance. So it's far left indoctrination. It's racism, it's sexism, and so on. And obviously, we shouldn't have that. I don't want anybody discriminated against on the grounds of race or ethnicity or religion or sex or sexual orientation. But it's preposterous to say that just because whatever group is X percent of the population, they must be X percent of the dentists or the cricketers or the judges or people in prison or civil servants or whatever, that we constantly have to be monitoring this and whatever. Should we force more men to be nurses because it's like 95% female, that profession? Should we ban more women from being nurses because it's too female, and on? It's ludicrous. Let's send more women to jail to make that equal and let out a lot of male criminals so it's got a 50-50 in prison. No, because the different groups, they don't all behave exactly the same. So in praise of Donald Trump, I've got to hand it for him for ending that one, DEI. I forgot what the E stands for. It'll come back to me. So signing all these executive orders, most of which are legally binding. Okay. Anyway, so and then supposedly stopping illegal immigration, but you know he's not going to be able to. He's not going to be able to deliver on that. He might get it down a little bit. He's also said there are only two sexes, male and female. I mean, now I largely agree with that, but there's a very, very, very rare situation. People are hermaphrodites or intersex or whatever. That's like about one in a million. A man who says he's a woman is not actually a woman. A woman who says she's a man is not actually a man. But the person may appear to be so, dress that way, and even believe that she is a he. But that doesn't mean it's the case. Appearance and reality are not always the same, but occasionally it's on the money. So stopping all this leftist bigotry in the United States military, that is a step forward. So I've got to give him praise where it's due. Anyways, bringing back Churchill's bust to the Oval Office. Well, I applaud him for that one. But yeah, overall, I think it's a dreadful start. And he's made promises he can't possibly deliver on. That whole thing about ending the Ukraine war, we're not going to hear about that one. The idea that they go to Mars, what a huge waste of money. What's the point? That he wants to take back the Panama Canal. Well, it doesn't belong to the United States. It belongs to Panama. The US made a bad deal. Tough. You're going to have to live with it. If you want Panama to give it back, you better make it very, very, very attractive. Lying, claiming that China is operating the Panama Canal. So expect a lot more. So what a huge waste of money, the Mars space mission. Anyway, it set the tone. I think it's largely as we would expect. And he says he's going to deport millions of criminal aliens. Of course, there are some non-citizens living illegally in the United States. I mean, I think rather few of them are criminals because they're picked up for something very minor like cannabis, possession of cannabis, deported straight away. Millions of people, and that'll hurt the economy. They're important working in the economy. I realize if you have an immigration policy at all, that means not everybody gets in. You've got to apply for a visa. And if you come illegally, you are deported. But surely there's got to be some forgiveness for people who manage to stay decades, especially they arrived at children. Is there no mercy? Is there no compassion? Is there no common decency? Trump is always harping on about being a Christian. And surely he should find it in his heart to be a little bit ruth towards such people. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then into PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.